In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to ask you a question, first of all. What would you say is the opposite of thankfulness? You know, we're here for Thanksgiving Day, and obviously, being thankful is a good thing. We'd all agree on that. And the Scriptures talk a lot about giving thanks. So, on the opposite side of that, if giving thanks is a good thing that God wants us to do, what would be kind of the sin that would be not giving thanks? And of course, I know you could all say, well, unthankfulness, but that's kind of not really fair. So you got to dig a little deeper. What something more than just not being thankful? What's the sin if we're not thankful? And I think probably there could be a number of answers, but I think one of the best answers, if you look at Scripture, the sin, if you're not thankful, is forgetting. And we don't really think of forgetting as being a sin. We think of forgetting as just my mind, you know, didn't remember or whatever. But very much in the Scriptures, forgetting, especially in the Old Testament, forgetting is a sin. Like, for instance, forgetting someone. So, being thankful then, if you think of it this way, being thankful is tied to remembering, and being unthankful is tied into forgetting. And if you think about it, really, this is just how all of life is. I mean, I can give you just simple examples. Like, if I'm not thankful for my wife, this goes for anybody, right? If I'm not thankful for my wife, what's happening? I'm forgetting. I'm forgetting, right? What a wonderful gift she is, how much she does, this kind of stuff. Or let's say I'm not really thankful for my food. I don't pray when I sit down to eat. I never really think about it or thank God that He gives me food. Well, what's really happening? What is happening is I'm forgetting where this food is actually coming from, and I'm forgetting that what life would be like if I didn't have the food. So we need to kind of recover that from Scripture, that being unthankful is really forgetting something. So on Thanksgiving Day, of course, we don't want to forget what? Now, in Deuteronomy, this is so clear, and you'd almost have to go, you know, we just got a few verses, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 10. You almost have to go and read chapter 7, 8, 9. You'll see it very, very clearly there. Deuteronomy is when Moses is about to leave them, you know, they've come up to the promised land and he's giving them all of the law a second time. Deuteronomy means second law. So he's giving it all one more time. And basically, he's begging them. If you read it, you'll see what I mean. He's begging the people to remember. Right? He's just absolutely, remember what God has done for you. Don't forget it. Right? Remember what he did. He brought you out of slavery in Egypt. You remember that? Remember we came through the Red Sea, the parted waters. He drowned the Egyptians. Remember how he took care of us in the wilderness. He gave us manna to eat. You know, he gave us quail to eat. He gave us water to drink. Remember how he gave us the Ten Commandments. Remember how he brought us to this promised land. And if you continue into chapter 9 then he kind of goes to the flip side. Now, don't forget it. Don't forget it. When you get into the promised land and life is good, don't forget what God has done for you. Now, all of us know at least a cursory history of the Israelites. What happens when they get into the promised land? They forget. They forget. They forget God who had brought them there, who had provided for them, been with them, and they started to worship other gods. The minute life was good, they forgot God. Now, does this sound a little bit familiar? Because it really should, right? This is kind of a short history of America, right? That we have had life so good that it is so easy to forget. And of course, we see that in our nation, right? A nation that in some ways is forgetting God altogether. We don't even need him anymore, right? Because you know, we've got life so good. We have all these wonderful blessings of life here in America. But it's not just America, remember. It's all of us. I mean, how easy it is for every one of us to forget on a daily basis that everything we have comes from a good and gracious God. How easily it is to forget that every day he's preserving us and taking care of us. Now, I just real quickly want to take you to when Jesus is tempted in the wilderness. What's interesting about that, if you remember, he gets rid of the devil by using God's word. But the three verses he uses all come from Deuteronomy, all of them. And that's significant. First, he's hungry, and the devil says, well, tell these stones to become bread. But Jesus quotes from Deuteronomy, actually from our reading tonight. He says, no, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. What is Jesus doing? He's remembering. The Israelites forgot, but he's remembering. And then the devil said, takes him to the top of the temple and says, throw yourself off. God will send his angels to take care of you. And Jesus quotes from Deuteronomy again. He remembers and he says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And then the last one, of course, the devil shows him all the kingdoms of the world and says, if you just bow down to me, I'll give it all to you. And Jesus again remembers Deuteronomy and says, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. So see what's going on there. Jesus, in every temptation, is remembering. And of course, he's doing that for us because we so quickly forget. Jesus has this perfect memory, and it carries all the way till when he is suffering and dying. And of course, that's the devil's last big temptation. Forget about God, right? Forget this God who would make you suffer and die. But Jesus will not. He remembers, and he says, into your hands I commit my spirit. So he didn't say, oh, forget you, God, right? He has this perfect memory. Now, when we, like the Israelites, forget, which we do, we're thankful at times, other times we're very forgetful. When we forget his goodness to us, that's when Jesus calls us to remember again. And the best picture of this is the Lord's Supper. Why do we have the Lord's Supper? For the forgiveness of our sins, yes. But what does Jesus say at the very end? Do this in remembrance of me. This is one way Jesus gives us to remember what we have forgotten. So here we receive Christ's body and blood, the forgiveness of our sins, to remember him. Right? And that's why we're here tonight, to remember God. Yes, to remember how good he is, yes, and to give thanks for all his blessings, but even more, to remember Jesus, and to remember that despite all our forgetfulness, God has remembered us, and Jesus has remembered us, and he has given his very life for us on the cross. And so our prayer, of course, is that we would never forget to remember. May we never forget to be here in remembrance of Jesus and in all of our life to remember our good and gracious God and to give him thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.